Today you joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 142. If you want to write, you have to get started. Back in December 2014, my first podcast episode spoke to listeners. I preached to myself as well. The message? Just get started. I'd been putting off podcasting for years. There was a wave of interest in podcasting a few years prior to 2014, and I felt like I'd missed that wave. But then the opportunity stirred again. People in the online world were buzzing about podcasts and podcasting yet again, and I realized a second wave was swelling. Perhaps this time I could ride the wave, I thought. Now, I'm not too good on the water. I survived a spectacular wipeout while water skiing when I was in my early 20s, but thankfully I'm only using that as an analogy. I saw it as a risk. It felt as scary as putting on those skis. So that part felt the same, but I decided to dig in, to do it anyway. I decided to do minimal, just-in-time research and then jump right in, even if I didn't think I knew enough. I was tempted to have every duck in a row, and if I waited for that, I knew I would wait another week, another month, another year. I knew I just needed to know enough. I could get answers along the way. To be honest, at the time, I was kind of mad at myself for missing out before, so I was determined to move forward no matter what. I couldn't find a straightforward podcasting for dummies kind of tutorial. Those came out a few months, maybe a year after I started. So I read what was out there, tried to figure out the basics, and I jumped in with the equipment I had on hand. A couple of questions remained unanswered, but I forged ahead. I used my smartphone and the little earpiece speaker I use for making phone calls. I pulled that audio file into GarageBand, did some light editing, uploaded it to my podcast host, and with that, I started. Those first few episodes, I was nervous. The quality was adequate, but not professional. And I did make a couple of mistakes behind the scenes. I was kind of upset and anxious about them for a week or so, until a very kind and patient person at Blueberry, that's my podcast host, explained my options, helped me decide what to do, and walked me through next steps. Problem solved. Basically, I had to rebrand the podcast because I couldn't change the name without starting over. But the point is that even with the mistake, I was able to meet my ultimate goal, which was to get content out there, audio content that could help writers. I didn't wait another day and I didn't waste another opportunity. About a year later, I heard the term minimum viable product for the first time and I realized, that's how I got myself in motion. That microphone was okay. It met my minimum standard. If I'd waited until I saved up for a nicer mic before starting, I might have missed the wave. Don't miss the wave. Whatever it is you've been dreaming of doing, do it. Start it. Grab your computer keyboard and type the first words of that novel. Set your phone on a shelf and record your first Facebook Live. Grab your camera and snap a first few photos for Instagram. Set up a website and start publishing articles. Have you heard of that first pancake rule? I heard it somewhere else and I love it because I've literally seen its truth in action. Every time I make pancakes or crepes, the first one or two are kind of misshapen and unappealing, although they taste just fine. After those first two, I get the swing of things. The pan's the right temperature, the batter's sort of settled, I guess. Before long, I'm flipping stacks of beautiful round puffy pancakes ready to be doused in syrup, or piles of elegant crepes ready to be rolled up with some sweet filling. But I always have to get those first couple of wonky-looking pancakes or crepes out of the way first. Same with my podcast. Same with your project. If you haven't created something like that before, you can have all the right ingredients, and you'll still have to do the first whatevers. You have to write the first paragraph of the essay, or the first lines of the poem, or the first scene of the novel. If the first efforts turn out a little weird and misshapen, no one needs to know. The most important thing is that you got started and got those first efforts out of the way. You got familiar with your equipment, your ideas, your research. You got used to putting one word after another to compose a paragraph or craft a scene. Don't be afraid. Jump in because you don't want to kick yourself for waiting. Whip up something you can test and give it a try, because I'm telling you, once you get started, you'll figure stuff out. You'll get information about what's working, what's flying, what's flopping. You'll solve problems, you'll adjust, you'll tweak your approach. Next thing you know, you're going to be in motion, gaining momentum. Perfect strangers will send you emails or tweet about you. Hey, he makes the best pancakes. If you start your project, if you keep going, you'll finish. And when you finish, you'll have something to show for it. You'll have a finished essay, a fresh poem, a manuscript draft, a first blog post, a social media update. If you want to write, you have to get started. Don't put it off another day, friend. Turn on the griddle, pour out the batter, make your first pancake today. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.